Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to the Loving Dubai show and welcome back to our last episode of 2023. Now let's start with the headlines. Fifth batch of medical volunteers join UAE Field Hospital in Gaza. Parking will be free in Dubai on the first day of 2024 as well.
Digital Dubai has announced that eavesdropping on information is an e-crime. And this tourist is all of us in Dubai.
So let's start with, I want to talk to you about something, Ali. Have you seen the post that the Sheikh has posted? That, you know, like living in Dubai is like, you need to either be the Ghazal or the Lion.
You don't know. Okay. So there was a video that Ali sent us to give you guys context.
Shout out to you, Ali K.
Ali K at the back. He sent a video of Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, and he basically said that in Africa, the Ghazal, when it wakes up first thing in the morning, what does it do? It runs as fast as possible.
So that the lion does not eat it.
Yes. And then the lion wakes up first thing in the morning and it has to hunt. So it has to run as fast as possible to catch the Ghazal.
Mm.
Okay. But in Dubai, you need to be faster than the Ghazal
and the lion.
So the message behind it was you need to be, it's basically going back to that number one.
Yes.
We are number one, we want to be number one, and we will be number one in the future.
As well, I think, honestly, this, the whole thing as well, not only applies to Dubai, it applies to us as human beings. If, let's say, you wake up and you do what Dubai is. Yes. I actually had the other day, like 2 months ago, an advice. And the lady was like, Farah, look, you can be like Syria. You know, it says like, oh, we are gonna do this, we're gonna do that, but then they don't. Or you can be like Dubai. You know, they just elevate themselves and they just progress over and over and over again. Which is actually a very good advice if you want to think about it. You know, just like don't focus, like just wake up, do what you need to do, as what they say, the early bird catches the worm.
Yes, early bird catches the worm, of course. You have to wake up, you know, earlier than anyone else. Work hard.
Do you wake up early, Ali?
I wake up early.
Yeah.
I wake up for my morning prayer.
Of course, as well, I was talking to Ali, by the way, guys, about there is this study that has, I was discussing with him earlier, before the show, that people who don't sleep as much are more prone to depression, anxiety, and so on.
Yes.
Specifically, if it's not like, let's say, in the healthy range, like if you sleep like less than 7-6 hours.
Well, you do get cranky if you don't, you know, sleep overtime. See, one day I believe is fine if you don't, you know, have much sleep, but if it's a continuous thing, you will eventually be exhausted.
100%.
You want to be at your 100%, which I was, you know, this year. This is the example of Alibaba in 2023, you know. Sleeping less hours, you know, being frustrated. It all falls into, you know, it's like a domino effect. If
that
you don't have your enough sleep, you will get anxiety, you will get this, you will get this.
And you will not be able to even work, by the way. Which is why I have this thing where, like, I make sure to have 8 hours of sleep every night. And if I don't, it's like, I don't know, I think, which is why since I wake up at 5, I need to be in bed by 9 p.m. People think it's like delusional because I have had like the bad lifestyle beforehand. I used to not sleep. I used to maybe sleep like, 5-6 hours? And I would wake up very cranky. But the fact that it would happen continuously, it just created, like, let's say, as you just said, it's a domino effect, right? So, So it is actually, guys, a study that, you know, you will need to sleep for, let's say, you need to have good sleep. If you don't sleep, I think as well, it's biologically, like your body would not be able to have dopamine, right?
Yeah.
Into the system, and it's all in the nerves. And you know how, like, with nerves, it's like one thing, one small, tiny thing can just, like, lead up in your brain, and it can just, like, explode.
Yeah. Like for example, I can give you an example of how important it is. I can give you an example of one of the most famous football players, mm-hmm. you know, Erling Haaland, a Manchester City player, unfortunately.
he is someone who's against Manchester City.
No, but Erling Haaland, I admire him. Yeah. He's a hard worker, mm-hmm. Very talented striker, very talented player. But on a podcast, he spoke about sleep.
Yeah.
It's very important to him. He basically, any point, any small hole that has a light, he blocked it. Yeah. And he has like a nose strap in order to open up his nostrils and, you know, sleep. And then he covers his eyes. Like, it's an entire process for him because he said, this is the most important thing for me in terms of getting my rest and recovery. You know,
100%.
So we're awake majority of the day,
that's
and
true.
We don't think about sleep as recovery for the body.
100%, which is by the way, guys, as well, when you sleep, you know, by the way, that I heard once a doctor say that when you sleep, your cells rejuvenate. Mm. And it's like every toxin that's in your body and in your brain, whether it's a thought, a bad thought, it just like goes, it just leaves, which is why I prioritize sleep so much. I used to not, mm-hmm. but I do. And this study just confirms the importance of sleep. My mom used to all the time tell me, Farah, you need to sleep, and I used to not believe her. But mm-hmm. now I'm just like, mom, you were right the whole entire time. So if she's watching this, she's probably like, yeah, Farah, I have been telling you for the past. But you know, again, I feel like that with experience and as you grow and as you go through, like, let's say, life itself, whether it is responsibilities or medical issues or anything, yeah. you just get to understand that, no, actually, sleep is important and it's very essential.
Very.
As well, when you work out, by the way, they say that your muscles don't get built up while you're working out. It gets built up while you're resting.
Yeah, so basically, when you work out, you break down your muscles. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then resting is when your muscles build.
That's true.
That's the thing. It's sort of like, yeah, that's the process.
I mean, that's how much sleep is important. It's linked to
everything.
100%.
And it even reduces risks of, you know,
Alzheimer's.
Many diseases in the future.
That's true. As well, by the way, neurological diseases. You know, there are a lot of neurological diseases that are there. That is like the only solution for it is sleep, pure sleep. And the biology behind all of this is just beautiful at this point. Because like we don't understand how our body works. We just see it like that.
On the outside.
You know,
yeah,
exactly.
You think
but
you're fine.
We don't know. We don't know. We don't know that, you know, it's like way deeper than we think it is. Well, anyways, guys, let's jump to our first story of the day. Fifth batch of medical volunteers joined UAE Field Hospital in Gaza. The Gallant Knight through humanitarian operation announced that 8 volunteers make up the fifth batch arrived in the Gaza Strip, bringing the total number of volunteers working at the hospital to 43. Now, the hospital has received more than 757 cases so far, providing them with the necessary medical care, and cases requiring further care were transferred to the specified clinics that were equipped in the hospital.
Since its establishment, the field hospital has performed more than 141 major surgical operations. In addition to dealing with dozens of cases on daily basis that require rapid life-saving intervention.
Now jumping to our next story.
Yes, we will be having a very pay-free day for parking. Parking will be free.
Yes.
In Dubai on the first day of 2024. Listen up, fellow travelers. Parking is free, but it's excluding multi-level parking terminals on January 1st. So it's only on the outside of the RTA.
Oh, it seems weird, like January 1st, 2024. Well, but come January 2nd, 2024, the parking tariff will be reinstated. Well, you guys, I mean, honestly, the fact that I'm just like reading the number 2024 seems really scary because we were just talking about the fact that how old are you going to be turning in 2024? And it's like, yeah, I think I told you guys yesterday about this.
I'm 28. On the show.
Yeah.
I'm 24.
Guys, let us know how old we are. No, actually, it's not only me. There is like a lot of memes on Instagram that do tackle that issue. So let us know in the comments, how old will you be in 2024? Now let's jump to our next story. Digital Dubai has announced that eavesdropping on information is an e-crime. Now in a post that could raise awareness on an e-crime we have not been aware of, Digital Dubai has posted a video to further let residents know that eavesdropping is an e-crime with consequences.
The act of eavesdropping or stalking is without a doubt a criminal offense and is punishable under federal law number 3 of 1987.
Now, it is important to preserve the privacy of every individual of the country without having any biasness. Therefore, eavesdropping is considered a breach of privacy due to the missing element of consent in such activities. Guys, just like, it's like, it's privacy. Why would you, imagine you guys are texting and someone's behind you like that. Would you feel comfortable? I wouldn't feel comfortable.
You better not eavesdrop when you're next to me.
Huh? Oh, I mean, honestly,
I'm reporting you.
I mean, some people think like, oh, it's human nature to just like be that. But that is, I would say, it's a crime, right? So why would you want to do that at this point?
I don't know what goes through people's minds.
The
curiosity.
It's human nature.
I don't know whether it's curiosity or just, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's just something there in the head.
Okay. Something there in the head. Guys, what's up with Ali? His husband? He called people cockroaches yesterday and today. He's like, what's in there in their head?
I give good examples.
Yeah. He's honestly like, he's like, bam, 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 bam.
I just got a look from the Man City fan.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But, you know, the thing is as well, like, it's human nature to have curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not going to add anything to your life, why do you care? There's this like point of it's like, what is the point? Why would you want to be very curious? It's not going to add anything to your life.
Yeah.
Right. And at this point, the fact that the UAE protects its residents to that extent of having it as an e-crime just makes you sure of like how amazing living in Dubai is at this point.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. In this region or specifically in the UAE, privacy is very important,
100%.
Especially because it's within the culture to be like we are sort of Khalijis in general are just private.
Okay.
You know, we like to have our private life, you know, even if you're an influencer, like if you see they keep their personal life very private and their public life with their friends and everything, that's you know, that's fine to showcase.
100%.
But we love privacy.
100%, of course, of course. And I feel like, you know, as well, because of like, there's this misconception that we will not be able to have this private life because we live in Dubai, because Dubai is, people are just like walking, doing whatever they want. But the fact that actually this is an e-crime, just not only raises awareness, it just, let's say, persevere. People's privacies and all the residents here in Dubai. So if you look at my laptop next time, I might just like report you.
Wow.
Joking.
I just looked at your laptop.
So guys, Ali Khalil is staring as he wants us to report Ali. Oh,
thank
the two
you.
Ali's are,
I have done
are head
nothing
to
wrong.
Head.
I'm a law-abiding citizen. Yeah.
Guys, I'm
thank
gonna say
much.
Something. Anyone who is gonna look at my laptop is gonna get reported.
Okay.
Not that there's anything
Ali
wrong.
Ali Khalil just looked at you laugh.
Okay, fine, guys. We're joking. It's a joke.
Yeah,
it's fine.
And we're just going back and forth between the control room and here. Yeah.
Between who?
The control room and here.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, so thank you so much, girl. So, guys, let's jump to our next story.
Yes. So, this tourist is all of us in Dubai. You know, when you're a tourist, what's the first thing that comes to your mind, you know, when you come to Dubai?
Of course, the one and the only Burj Khalifa.
Yeah.
Most probably.
The tallest tower in the world. You know, of course, and this is the basically a tourist that decided to go out at 2 a.m. and see the Burj Khalifa on his balcony, just shining bright.
And he has said that this is from the iconic song, Shine Bright Like a Diamond. It is truly a diamond, which is honestly beautiful.
Yes.
Can you sing the song? Guys, let's hear Ali's sound.
No.
Come on.
I'm not going to sing in front of people.
Oh, what? You'd be a trend and you'd be famous. Huh? Both of us sing. Okay, both of us sing. Ali Khalil wants us to...
Okay.
Shine bright like a diamond. Okay, fine, whatever.
All right, let's go into some factual info for people that don't know about Burj Khalifa. So within the video, the guy spoke about, you know, a lot of things about Burj Khalifa. He was amazed and
100%.
Everything, you know. Like at 2 a.m. in the morning, the lights are like this. You know,
yeah.
He brought up as jokingly, who's paying the bill for Burj Khalifa?
So, that's a joke I've seen on TikTok and Instagram all over my phone.
And then people in the comment section were like, who? Everybody turned into an owl. But Burj Khalifa is famous for its lights, light shows and spectacular LED displays back in 2021 from a list of the top 10 landmarks in the world that you can find on Love in Dubai, Love in Dubai's website, lovein.co. Is actually the cheapest. The landmark is the world's tallest tower, okay? And it is actually the cheapest to light.
Oh!
It's ranking it at number 10 from a list that... All right, we'll say that again. The world's tallest tower, Burj Khalifa, is actually the cheapest to light, ranking in at number 10 from a list that includes the Las Vegas Strip, the Empire State Building, and Times Square. Dubai's iconic tower is the cheapest landmark to light, costing at 1.5 million dirhams to illuminate its 1.2 million lights.
Yeah, but have you seen, by the way, there is there's a video on TikTok of someone who lives in Burj Khalifa, and they were just showcasing how it's like, because they're preparing for the fireworks, right? And the light show and everything. And they're like, oh my God, this is my life for the past, I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine like you're sleeping. And we just talked about sleep and the importance of sleep.
Yeah.
For 8 hours. Nice. And then it's like, and then it's like, you just like wake up to the lights of the building. Just like boom, 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 boom. Because like there is like a light show.
Yeah.
And we just sang Diamonds as well, like, which is honestly very nice.
Yeah,
Shampoo like a diamond. Which is honestly very convenient in a way.
Yeah, the guy was very funny, you know, with how he went by with it, with you know, the view and Burj Khalifa and everything. You know, especially the saying 2 a.m. You know when they say the city that never sleeps? You know,
Dubai never sleeps. They tag
that one with New York. Well, Dubai, it never sleeps.
Guys, do you notice how we have been foreshadowing everything we've talked about from the beginning of the show? We talked about the Ghazal, right? We talked about the Ghazal, and then we said towards the end, Dubai never sleeps.
Yes.
We talked about the Shine Bright Like a Diamond.
Shine Bright Like a Diamond.
We sang it even, guys, to you guys.
Yeah. We talked about the free parking.
We talked about everything. So, guys, this brings us to the end of the show of the last year. This is the last episode of 2023. Yeah. Goodbye from me and see you next year.
Goodbye from me, Alibaba. Ma'a salama.
See you next year. Bye-bye.